like the back and forth in that game, especially the last couple of games.
Yeah, a couple of momentum shifts in that game. You know, I think the guys obviously showed their resilience, you know, giving up a lead and fighting back. And, you know, Posh's homer in the eighth there was awesome.
And for Lou to have the leadoff walk, and then what, do you see him make any sort of adjustment or do anything to sort of nail that in either?
I don't think so. You know, 3-1 count there, the ball's, you know, kind of up and in. You know, you always want to get that leadoff guy, but I like the way he came back and settled himself down, you know, got the ball back in the zone and got us out of there.
What did you think of Blackman's at?
Paulie did great. You know, he managed to get through that lineup a couple times. You know, we're going to continue to build on that success, and as I talked about earlier, anytime you can get a young guy off the mound and feeling good and confident and with a lead, you know, that's a good feeling, you know, we're going to continue to build him up and build that confidence.
What was your view for the Pache home run? What was it like in the dugout?
Well, once it went over the fence, it was exciting. You know, Bethancourt on first base, you figure if that ball hits off the wall, it might be a play at home. Once it cleared the fence, there was a lot of joy. Let's just say that word.
You've seen some flashes in this early going up of what you've gotten, Christian. What kind of player do you think he's sort of on the track to becoming?
Well, I love talking about Posh. He's got all the tools. And he's a young player. Our conversations are always about just being patient that the offense will come. You know, he's done a great job working with our hitting coaches, Crony and Tommy, and just developing an approach. He's been consistent with his work ethic, and it's just great to see that the maturity level and the maturity process of him offensively is growing. You know, you can't say more about his defense. He's a lockdown center fielder.
Seems like a pretty confident guy too, I bet.
Yeah, he's being himself, and that's one thing we pride ourselves here on, is just letting these guys be themselves. And he has a lot of joy playing the game. You know, through the time we've acquired him, I don't think I've heard a helmet slam once, and that's saying something. So for me, I was a guy that had a lot of emotion when I played, and there was a few helmet snaps or things of that nature.
Do you see anything in particular with Acevedo or anything?
You know, I think just location. Domingo's been great for us. Today, I just think it was all about location of the fastball. Left, you know, two balls over the middle of the plate, and you can't get away with that with these guys. And as you can see, I mean, they can do damage in a hurry, and we were fortunate to get out of that inning, and then you know, got a great performance from Graham and Jimenez. So.
Just happy for a guy. Bethancourt, he hadn't had a hit in the major, I think, since 2017. Comes up and gets a double on his first step. Are you just sort of happy for a guy who's up for maybe a breaking run?
No, no question. I mean, Bethancourt did, you know, all he could to make this team out of spring training. He's one of those four guys that I talked to when we left that they were going to be a part of this group. They were going to have impact here. And the timeline, I made them aware it could be really quick. And for him to come in today and get two hits and really, I mean, that eighth inning, that at bat, grinding that at bat out, getting that hit, you know, sometimes leads to a mistake. And Posh was able to capitalize on that mistake. You know, real rewarding to see Beth get here and you know, professional as can be and impact the game and help us win today.
What have you seen about, like, the resiliency in your group already a few games in the season?
Yeah, I love it. We left spring training. We talked about our identity. We talked about wanting to be a team that when you get done playing us, whether we win or lose, that you you know we were there. And I think that they've showed that on this road trip, starting out on a 10-day road trip against you know, three, you know, playoff caliber teams, and to be grinding these W's out and to be in every game, it shows that they believe in that identity and they've taken it to heart.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks. Awesome. That was great.